Answer me his work.
The pollen count. That's a difficult job. Easiest job in the world, of course. Australian psychiatrist.
G'day, g'day. How you doing? No worries. Next.
I lost my job with lastminute.com for being persistently late. I lost my job as a cricket commentator for saying the words, I don't want to bore you with the details. If they make it illegal to wear the veil at work, beekeepers are going to be furious. My wife, it's difficult to say what she does. She sells seashells on the seashore. Some people say the firefighters deserve more money, but apparently a poll was taken and they all fell through a hole in the floor. Sometimes I wonder what my grandfather would think of what I do. He spent his whole life in the kebab business, was buried with all his equipment. He's probably turning in his grave.
And the topic is health.
My sister's got hay fever. Now she's got diabetes, so I tried to cheer her up, you know, flowers, chocolates. About a month before he died, my grandfather, we covered his back with lard. After that, he went downhill very quickly. Recently had bird flu, but it's all relative, isn't it? You know, if I had rabies and you offered me bird flu, I'd bite your hand off. Last summer I set up a clinic for colonic irrigation, but the hosepipe ban hit us hard.
And the topic is travel.
I've just come back from Australia. While I was there, I learned some Aboriginal words like boo, which means to return, because when you throw an ordinary meringue, I didn't think much of the film on the plane coming back from Australia. It turned out to be a 24-hour animation of a plane travelling from Sydney to London. Whatever you do, don't go and see Time to Destination. Italians, slanty little eyes. Sorry, italics. Just come back from Dartmoor, where I spent 3 days shooting at life-size models of Sarah Ferguson and Princess Diana. Got nothing against them myself, it's just they made it part of the Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme. I've just come back from Russia. Always wanted to go out with a Russian girl, because in my experience, inside every Russian woman, there's another Russian woman.
Subject is family.
One of my earliest memories is seeing my mother's face through the oven window. As we played hide and seek, and she said, "You're getting warmer." My auntie Jean got a sister called Jean. Her daughter Jean just had a baby, called it Jean. They went to a nightclub to celebrate. They got to the door and the bouncer said, "Sorry." You're all wearing trainers. My grandfather, Jean, always complaining about how much things cost.
You know, £1.50 for a cup of tea, £2.25 for three custard creams.
He said, look, Grandad, you just popped round. I didn't invite you. My other grandfather, he was always going on about how in the old days people could leave their back doors open, which is probably why his submarine sank. My other grandfather... when he died, we didn't even get the chance to say goodbye, which was all the more poignant because he drowned in a bowl of Cheerios.
Relationships, Milton.
Sometimes I think I should settle down and have a mature relationship, but then I think to myself, it's the middle of the conker season. Never give up your seat for a lady. That's how I lost my job as a bus driver. I owe my mum. She told me there was a bear living under the stairs. My parents came up last weekend, because I keep them in the cellar. That's not true. I don't know who they are. I got home from work the other day and my wife was wearing this slinky number, which only really worked when she went downstairs. Recently we bought the box set of Doctor Who and watched it back to back. Unfortunately, I wasn't the one facing the screen.
Subject is school.
When I was 5 years old, my teacher asked me if I wanted to take the school guinea pig home. 7 months later, I arrived in the African Republic of Guinea. My parents didn't know where I was. The British consulate wouldn't help. And my space hopper had a puncture. When I was at school, I spent half my time afraid of things like fractions. Oh. Well, I say half my time. It's not easy for teachers, though. I mean, where do you stand? Do you stand at the front of the class where you can write on the board but you can't see the children? Or do you stand at the back where you can see the children but you can't write on the board? I mean, no one's been able to solve that dilemma. Not by a long chalk. When I was young, I baked an apple tart. I took it to Leeds, Liverpool and Reading. All because my maths teacher said, make sure you take pi to three dismal places.
Thank you very much. Festivals. Who wants to come in on that? Kevin.
Festivals. Nice picture there. That's actually me on your left. So... I was at a Christian rock festival. I never really meant to be there. I was just passing through this Christian rock festival and there was a stall set up that said a free toasty for all of God's children. So I thought, Shamon. I said, how's it going, mate? Can I have a toasty? And the guy said, are you a Christian? And I thought, well, if I'm not a Christian, am I not getting a toasty? That's not very Christian. And with this, the guy crumbled and stood back to reveal a chalkboard and he said, OK, you can have cheese or cheese and ham. And I thought, oh, just cheese, mate, cos I'm a Jew.
Topic is jobs.
I
I used to work at a Christian rock festival selling toasties. The best day was when I sold this Jewish bloke some yellow ham. My dad was a dustman. I didn't like him coming to collect us from school, though. Not because I was ashamed he was a dustman, it's just you never knew which day he was going to come. The rest of my family were police marksmen. Apart from my grandfather, he was a bank robber. He died quite recently, surrounded by his family. My uncle, he's a police frogman. No, sorry, he's a French policeman. I used to work in a supermarket. It was my job to hand out samples of things for people to taste. But I was asked to leave after the little cups of bleach incident. After that, I worked in a pathology lab. But I was asked to leave after one of my reports said, cause of death, autopsy.
And the subject is travel.
When I was young, my mum used to put food on a spoon and say, there's a train coming, there's a train coming, there's a train coming. We'd always eat it, because we knew that if we didn't, she wouldn't untie us from the railway line. I tried to get here by train today. They said, today there's a bus replacement service. So I gave them a tin of pineapple chunks. I said, what's that? I said, that's my money replacement service. I didn't have any money because her friend nicked my fiver. Thanks, that doesn't normally work. Anyway, I managed to borrow a car and I parked it up in Bus Lane. Last year, I went on a ballooning holiday, put on 4 stone. The other day, I bought one of those off-road vehicles. 3,000 quid, got it home, found out it was a canoe.
Entertainment.
I was watching Blue Peter the other day, who's a neighbour with really bad circulation. I said to him, Peter, why don't you get a pacemaker? He said, I can't even run, let alone keep up with someone. I was watching TV the other day, and I flipped over, and all I could see were the brown cushions on my sofa really close up. You have to be careful watching television. You think to yourself, that bloke's better looking than me, he's got a better car than me, and he's got a cat called Jess. My favourite film is the French film And. I think it was released over here as E.T. You have to admire people who go into the performing arts. They have to do exercises every single day for their future careers. Big issue. That's all for me. Thank you.
The subject is food. Who wants to talk about that? Milton.
I went for an Italian recently. Well, he was annoying me. Incredible to think, isn't it, that every single Scotsman started off as a Scotch egg. Cold and gingery. I was grilling some tomatoes the other day, saying, "Who are you? Where'd you come from?" I almost got into the SAS. I failed on one question. They said, "Right, imagine the scenario. Terrorists have taken hostages. They're holding them in an embassy. What are your preferred tactics?" I said, "I like the orange ones." I was in the park the other day watching an old man feed the birds, and after a while I thought to myself, I wonder how long he's been dead. When the boys in the playground found out that I had a potentially fatal allergy to peanuts, they used to shove me up against a wall and make me play Russian roulette with a bag of Revels. That's all. Good night.
The topic is careers.
At college, I studied agriculture and communication, specialising in sheep. In the end, I came out with a BAA. After that, I set up the British Sheep Census, but I fell asleep halfway through that. At the end of the day, my dad always goes around pulling out all the plugs and turning out all the lights, very safety conscious. Why he got the sack from air traffic control. My nephew, when he grows up, he wants to be an accountant. So for his birthday, I bought him a great big bag of receipts. I said, "Listen, don't worry if you don't like them. I've kept all the presents." You know, when you're a pirate and you work mainly canals, annoying, isn't it, when you try and get one of your enemies to walk the plank? They just run off down the towpath. Mind you, the state of the towpath near us, I wouldn't touch it with...
Okay. It's travel. Away you go.
Keep Britain tidy. Chop off Norfolk and Cornwall. People from New Zealand don't like being called Australian, do they? Oh, no. What people from Britain don't realise is an entirely separate culture. There's a great big sea between the two places. What people from New Zealand don't realise is that we in Britain don't care. I've just come back from Holland. When I was there, I was in a fish restaurant, and the bloke on the table next to me began to cough, so I ignored him. Then he began to cough a bit more, so I still ignored him. Then he began to choke really, really badly, so in the end I stood up and I smacked him on the back really hard. Anyway, it turns out he was just speaking Dutch. That works with Welsh as well. You have to admire the Dutch, because what they've done, right, is legalised drugs, and now there are far fewer people in prison. I suppose the next step is to legalise murder. There'll be far, far fewer people, in general. Sometimes, though, it's difficult to know if you remember something or you remember the photograph of something. I think my earliest memory is of being in America, standing over an air vent and my skirt billowing up.
Subject is health. Who wants to come in that? Carl.
Right. I suffer from recurring stomach problems, which sometimes lead me into quite embarrassing situations. One happened when, about 2 years ago, I went to see Alicia Keys live in concert at the O2 Arena. That's not the embarrassing bit. en route to meet friends to go to the show, I stopped off at my doctor to get a little checkup, and he said it was all fine, but he wanted a stool sample, so he gave me a little pot and said, "Do your sample, drop it in the morning." So I put it in my bag and then went to meet friends for a drink before the show. About half an hour passed, I felt movement. I thought, I better do it now, I've got to drop it in the morning. So I went to a pub toilet and I did my sample in a pot and put it back in my bag, went out, didn't tell my friends what I'd done, we just carried on drinking. About half an hour later, it's showtime. I went to the O2 Arena, where I'd never been before, to see Alicia Keys. And I reckon it was about 30 metres from the front of the queue where I found out about their compulsory bag search system. Have you ever tried to explain to a security guard why you're trying to smuggle a stool sample into an Alicia Keys concert? It's pretty tough. When he pulled it out, I've never heard more shock on a man's voice. He just sort of went, "What is it?" Like that. And I freaked out and said the first thing that came into my head, so I went, "It's a pot of shit." Like that. Which he then repeated louder, right? He just sort of went, "A budget!" And it went back down the queue like Chinese whispers. About sort of 20 people back, I think I heard somebody go, "I think there's a guy with a bowl of chips at the front or something." So I'm just there, totally embarrassed, didn't know what to do. I'm almost crying. I explain my story. The guy gets his supervisor, who comes over, and this is a great response. I was honestly like, "I've got a bag, sorry." And he listens to all that and goes like this. He goes, "All right, I believe you. You can keep it."
Okay, that leaves us with Milton. Let's see what you've been left. Let's spin the wheel. The subject is relatives.
The scariest thing that ever happened to me in my entire life was when I was very little. My dad said, "I'm just going to pop upstairs." And he went upstairs and he popped. I didn't speak to my dad. Well, he was a bus driver, you're not allowed to. My brother, he's allergic to cheese, not the taste. Just if anyone says the word, he goes, "Boop." Doesn't happen very often, but we've got some weird family photos. My grandfather, he was a GI, and he was in the RAF. Okay, he was a giraffe. During the war, when board games were illegal, he was put in prison for being a Yahtzee sympathizer. My uncle, he was a security guard at the O2 Arena.
And the topic is nationality.
If you're addicted to meths, you're either an alcoholic or a South African with a real love of numbers. I've got a friend who got caught shoplifting in Saudi Arabia. Fortunately, he'd stolen a prosthetic hand. Unfortunately, it was a second offence. So I'm in France and I saw this little old lady knitting in the town square. I said, "Voulez-vous crochet avec moi?" I used to teach English in Germany. First day I taught them everything beginning with A, second day everything beginning with B. D-Day was a bit tricky. So I'm in a disco in Tehran. All these women dancing around a handbag singing "Iranian Men, Hallelujah." Recently, I phoned up the spiritual leader of Tibet. And he sent me a large goat with a long neck. Turns out I'd phoned Dalai Lama.
The next subject is communication. Who wants to come in with that? Chris.
Hello. Communication now, these days, it's the more technologically advanced a form of communication, the more pointless and useless the subject matter is. For example, things like Twitter. You would never, it's not real communication. You would never tweet someone to inform them of a death in the family. It'd be slightly, you know what I mean, a bit harsh. "Dad's dead, hashtag fail." At the same time, you wouldn't show up at someone's house unannounced in person to tell them you just had a nice sandwich. "Oi, mate, it's 11 at night. What's up?" "Just had a blinded toasty." "I see you at work." "What?" It is, I mean, the most commonest form of communication these days is it has to be YouTube comments. Wow. Just take a couple of hours out of your life, sit down and have a look through some YouTube comments. It's like scrolling through the mind of a psychopath. It's incredible. And I've got a game you can have to send them loopy, right? Go on to YouTube, find a video. It has to be unremarkable. It can't be anything amazing. It can't be a near-death experience. It has to be banal, boring and mundane, like a video of a cat yawning. You're laughing, there's loads of them on there. People are insane, right? Video of a cat yawning, go on, underneath, sign in to YouTube, comment one word. Fake. People lose their minds. How can it be fake? Cat yawn! Cat yawn! She was tired!
The subject is family.
All my family are black and white. I phoned my dad the other day. He said, you left the room before I finished speaking. I wanted you to go to Holland and Barrett and get me some tablets. Where are you now? I said, Holland. I always left the room before my dad finished speaking. I remember once he said, why don't you go outside and jump up and down on the trampoline? Except I didn't hear the Aline. My grandfather, he eventually achieved his lifelong ambition to be a lion whisperer. Just before he died. Hashtag fail. My mother, she's got to the stage now where all she does is go on about who's just died.
Do you remember Muriel? She's just died. Do you remember Arthur? He's just died.
I said, Mum, get off the roof and give me the gun.
The topic is school.
That last bloke was a bit weird, wasn't he? Anyway, I went back to my old school the other day, first time in 30 years. I took a note. Teacher said, so, Jones, what have you done with your life? I said, oh, I'm just Britain's top Ofsted inspector. They were a lot nicer to me after that. I was there for the funeral of my old science teacher. They asked me to say a few words, so I did. Method. We put the coffin in the crematorium. Observations. It burned with an orangey bright flame. Conclusion. No more homework.
Transport is the topic.
So I've got my own private jet. The rest of the jacuzzi belongs to my mum. If you've got a sat-nav, don't put the name of the company you're visiting into it. I tried to take some mayonnaise back the other day. I ended up in Hellman Province. I mean, I've got a car, but there's nothing I like better than making a bonfire on the passenger seat. Driving up and down, opening and shutting the electric sunroof and pretending to be a steam train. My uncle, he was a taxi driver, but then one day he left home without any indication. So recently, I was fell walking in the Lake District. Well, it's not quite true. Recently, I fell walking in the Lake District. I was going to tell someone, but the pillar box was full of sugar puffs.
OK.
Topic is history.
BC. The breakfast cereal Frosties is invented by Alexander the Great. AD. St. George slays the dragon with his new invention, the sword. The other dragons offer him all the money for 20% of the company. 1896. H.G. Wells publishes the book The Time Machine. 1897, H.G. Wells writes the book, The Time Machine. 2400 BC, the Chinese merchant Zhang Zhou, the man who discovered gunpowder, is buried on the outskirts of Peking, western Shanghai and parts of Nepal. 1571. You have no new messages. And finally, 3642 AD. H.G. Wells is born.
Thank you very much. Well done.
And the topic is the USA.
So I've just come back from America, apparently. While I was there, I saw one of those very, 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 very large Americans. He said he fitted kitchens. I said, I bet you don't. I went up to this girl. I said, what's your name? She said, Chantel. I said, well, if you're not going to tell me your name... I said, what do you do for a living? She said, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there. I said, I hope you're not a travel agent. When I was in America, I bought tickets for the Bears versus the Cowboys. Bit of a disappointment. I want to see Bears versus Cowboys. And then I bought tickets for the Giants versus the Jets. Another missed opportunity. Then I bought tickets for the Packers versus the Dolphins. Get in the box, get in the box.
Thank you very much. Points to everyone there.
And the topic is school.
Recently, I went to one of those awful school reunions where everyone's boasting about what they're up to now. I said, I work for the United Nations, because I have been UN employed for a while. While I was there, a bloke came up to me with a scar on his face. He said, you don't remember me, do you? I said, are you Action Man?
He said, no, but I bet if you could go back in time, you'd pay more attention to my history lessons.
I said, if I could go back in time, I wouldn't need your history lessons. And then he stormed off to teach Year 9, which I presume is a tiny part of history. My parents were so rich, to get me through my history exams, I had my own private tutor. I loved reading at school. There's nothing like getting to the end of a good book and thinking to yourself, ah, there's Wally. Those forms to fill in to get to university are difficult though, aren't they? I ended up spending 3 years at the University of East Anglia. My grandfather... he broke into a school the other day. He said, if it wasn't for me, you'd all be speaking German. That's right, said the German teacher.
It is not fair. I never got to do the job I wanted to do. I wanted to be a farmer. If only there was some way I could do it these days. If only with some computer game or something. That's all great, thank you.
Now the topic is travel. Where you go?
Strange things do happen. Once, I saw a little green man and I walked towards him and he just disappeared and then I got run over. Kuala Lumpur, that was a bit of a disappointment. I always thought it was a bear crossed with an Oompa Loompa. You know, clingy but quite hard-working. I was in France recently. I saw this little old lady knitting in the town square. I said, voulez-vous crochet avec moi? She took it all the wrong way. What with the financial situation, I'm not sure Ireland's going to stay afloat. Cork, maybe. 11 days it takes to walk to Torquay holding the hand of a 7-year-old. Well, that's what I thought. It was his birthday treat, but turns out he actually wanted a walkie-talkie. I'm very English, really. I even ordered a book on the internet, How to Have Absolutely Nothing to Do with Your Neighbours. Unfortunately, I was out when it was delivered.
Topic is romance.
I met my wife on the net. We were both rubbish trapeze artists. Terrible, isn't it, when someone doesn't want to live with you anymore? Part of you is thinking, I don't think you're going to survive in the real world. Another part of you is thinking, well, at least I'll be rid of your drunken arguing. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to let the Scottish people go. Any Scottish people here? You can go. A girl came up to me the other day, started going, foot loose, then her foot fell off. I tried to impress a girl once by putting my foot down on the pedal. Turns out she'd seen a bin open like that before. A girl came up to me once, she said, you know, I can tell someone's personality by what kind of car they drive. I said, I haven't got one. So, lads, do you ever get given a job to do and you deliberately do it really, really badly so you never get given that job again? I mean, I hardly know CPR anyway. My wife's giving me the silent treatment at the moment, lying there day after day, beginning to smell a bit now.
Because when, I mean, again, speaking as a vegan, but my problem with it is...
Are you a vegan? Listen, get on board, all right?
Jesus.
You guys disgust me.
Yes.
You cheese and meat-eating pricks.
Anyway, please, every part of the show, preface every topic we deal with as a vegan. No,
but... Well, as a vegan... I wanted to supplement my son's education, so I'm helping him to learn to read. That's one of the things that I'm doing. And helping your child to read is one of the most magical and rewarding things that you can do as a parent, on day one. After that, it's one of the most frustrating, annoying, I'd rather punch myself in the face repeatedly than ever do this again activity that you can ever do. And let me tell you why. They do not care about making sense. Right? They'll just read all the easy words. When they get to one they don't know, instead of trying, they'll just look at the picture and just throw something random into the sentence without any regard for what effect that has on what they're saying. I'm supposed to not get angry. I'm supposed to not get angry when my son goes, Jack went strawberry? How could that be what it said? How could it be Jack went strawberry? What are you talking about? What would that even look like? How could that be what it said? Tell me. I tell you what, you think that's what it said, you go strawberry now. Go on. Right, go strawberry. That's what you think it said. Stop crying, go strawberry. Go strawberry. Why don't you do it? Go Kiwi, then. I don't give a shit. You're not doing it, are you? I'll tell you why not, because it doesn't make any bloody sense. My wife thinks I'm overreacting.
Thank you very much, Robert. OK, that leaves us with Milton, so let's see what you've been after, Milton. Let's spin the wheel. And the topic is family.
My uncle, he was a cruel man. He knew we lived in a bungalow, yet every year for Christmas, we always got a slinky. It's a miracle my sister's getting married. I went to the printers to get the invites, and he said, well, what typeface? I went... She seems to like him. My grandfather, during the war, he broke the Enigma code machine. Then he went AWOL. Well, it's not quite true. Then he became an owl. My grandmother, she's been talking about downsizing, and now she's in a little urn. My other grandmother, she was a children's writer. You may have seen her book, Jack Goes Strawberry. I haven't always been popular with my family as a vegan. That doesn't normally work. Recently, my family all clubbed together and got me a voucher for a clinic in Switzerland. Thank you.
The topic is home.
My mum's a bit like the Beijing government. When you go round, you only see the nice China. I was smacked as a child, but you should see the state of the home I put my parents in. I grew up in a home that was always full of exciting and exotic items from all over the world. Because my parents were both baggage handlers. These days, I live in a windmill. It's not a big windmill, and to be honest, golf balls keep coming through the front door. The other day, I lost my doormat. But fortunately, I keep a spare under a giant bunch of keys in the front garden. As a child, I had a medical condition that meant I had to eat soil 3 times a day in order to survive. Lucky my older brother told me about it, really. He later died of massive head injuries. He was hit over the head with a Toblerone.
Thank you, John Jones. And the topic is entertainment.
I'm reading a book at the moment, it's called The Anticlimax. The first part is good. I see Rihanna had to cancel a concert because she got salmonella. Ella. Ella. I also see that down by the Thames they're making another wheel, this time dedicated to Mary Poppins, called the London Umdiddle-Diddle-Umdiddle-Eye. My grandmother, she got her scarf caught in one of those Ferris wheels, but she did regain consciousness. After all, what goes around? I was in a nativity play once. I was the man who scares the children because he comes into the hall on the wrong day to play badminton. Lionel Richie says hello, by the way. The other day, I saw a sheep pole dancing in a kebab shop.
The subject is work.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd get a loan from the bank for my knitting business, but when I turned up actually wearing one of the balaclavas... I used to be a weatherman. In fact, does anyone want to buy a broken barometer? No pressure. If there'd been a mix-up, my uncle could have ended up as the next president of the United States. He's an undertaker in the army, or Barack Obama. Soldiers, of course, very emotionally repressed. Sometimes you see one of them go into the middle of a parade ground and shout, "Attention!" What he needs is a hug. Well, that's what I thought. My dad, he was a soldier, so, of course, as a family, we were always moving around a lot, because he used to use us for target practice. 6 hours I had to wait in the other day for the electrician until he opened the cupboard under the stairs and I was able to leap out at him. I remember when I was a policeman, I was asked to seal off an area and I went... That's all right, thank you.
And the topic is medicine.
I have to go to the chemist soon to collect my prescription. Not from PC World like last time. Those tablets were very difficult to swallow. Recently, I went to the chiropractors, or as they call them in the capital of Egypt, the practors. Well, I put my back out trying to shoot horses, but it turns out the World Health Organization aren't trying to eradicate polo. My dad was a doctor, my mum was a nurse. They had 6 children. We all left home early. Well, they needed the beds. I remember the birthday. I asked for that game, Operation. 3 years I waited. I was talking to a nurse the other day. She said the main problem facing the NHS is Holby City. Actually, she might have said obesity.
Sometimes when I'm sitting next to Rob, I feel like a bus driver with a guy just standing up front talking to me.
Transport.
So I was on the bus the other day. Driver stopped, got off. Wouldn't come back. Apparently some bloke with big teeth kept talking to him. Before that, though, I overheard a mermaid on the bus. She said, "I like sitting on the beach, but my other half likes swimming." Anyway, reading between the lines is dangerous if you're waiting for a train. Anyway, I did a show in Liverpool recently, and afterwards a bloke came up to me and said, "Hey, listen, I want to talk." I said, "Well, just keep practicing." Next month, I'm in Northern Ireland, County Down. 4, 3, 2. I don't need a relationship. I am a rock. I am an island. Sometimes I go down to airport arrivals and I stand with a piece of cardboard saying, "No one." Well, I did that until I had to give a lift to a Mr. Noon.